Support for Weather with Cliff Mass comes from family-owned Bedrooms & More, specializing in natural organic two-sided mattresses. Bedrooms & More also has partnerships to keep old mattresses out of landfills, where components are broken down and repurposed. More about natural organic mattresses at bedroomsandmore.com.
It's time now for Weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's freezing. Freezing.
Brr, it's been chilly lately, especially in the mornings, and it's about to get even colder as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He says a cold push will bring us snow in the mountains and even a few flurries in the lowlands, but not much. So why is that? Why doesn't lowland snow stick around the way it does in the mountains? First, Cliff, let's get your forecast. Not too cold just yet.
Although it's pretty cold right now in certain places of western Washington, it is below freezing, basically south of Seattle and over southwest Washington and the South Sound. And it's also quite foggy in the Puget Sound region. So we have freezing fog out there right this moment. It'll burn off later in the day, but I think it's pretty dangerous out there. It could be black ice on the road, so people have to be careful. We have an inversion right above us right now. It's much warmer a few thousand feet up. Well, we have a real mixed bag over the next week. Today, the fog will burn out for most people. Temperatures will zoom up to around 50, so not too bad. No precipitation. Saturday will be mostly dry. There'll be clouds, but mostly dry. Probably less fog tomorrow morning. Will probably be some. Temperatures getting up to around 50. Now, later on Saturday or on Sunday morning, a system will come through, a relatively weak system. We'll have some precipitation that'll go into Sunday morning. Then it'll open up a bit and temperatures getting up to around 50 on Sunday. But things get more interesting after that. On Monday to Tuesday, a much stronger system comes in from the northwest. Now, that's going to bring substantial precipitation to the mountains. We're going to be kind of rain-shadowed here in Puget Sound, but we will get some rain. In the mountains, there will be snow. Initially above 3,000 to 3,500 feet, but eventually as we get into Tuesday, the snow level is going to drop. So people that are concerned about driving over the passes early in the season, they have to worry about some snow. I don't think it'll be deep snow, but there'll be a few inches in the passes. So keep that in mind on Monday and Tuesday. Now, what's going to happen is the weather system is going to move through. In fact, it's going to go south into California. California is going to get a lot of rain. On the other hand, we're going to be left cold and dry. So as California gets the system, cold air is going to stream in from British Columbia. And so as we get into Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to clear off. We're going to get offshore easterly flow. And the temperatures will have a hard time reaching 40 degrees as we get into Wednesday, Thursday. So it'll be cold and temperatures will definitely drop below freezing over the whole region. So there will be a real freeze as we get to later in the week. So I think Thanksgiving Day is going to be great. It'll be sunny, but it will be cold.
It'll be cold, but we won't get snow in the lowlands, though we will get some flurries. What is it that makes it so hard for that snow to kind of come up and over the mountains?
Well, I'll tell you, snow here is difficult to get west of the Cascade Crest. We can get cold and dry. We're going to do that. And we're pretty good at being warm or mild and wet. But to be cold and wet at the same time is excruciatingly hard to do. And we're seeing that happening this time here. We have to get just the right setup that draws the cold air in through the Fraser River Valley and from the north. At the same time, we need a low-pressure system that pulls moisture off the Pacific right above the cold air, but doesn't disturb the cold air too much, leaves enough cold air at low levels for snow to reach the surface. So, you know, when air's coming in off the ocean, we tend to be warm and moist. It just has to be perfect to get the cold air in place, to have the warm, moist air over it to give us snow. And unfortunately, if you like snow, that's not going to happen this week. The cold air is going to come in, but we're going to get this easterly offshore flow, and there's not going to be a low center that brings the moisture in. So I'm very pessimistic about lowland snow later this week. But it will be cold. That I'm pretty sure about.
And people need to be careful as they travel over the passes, particularly early in the week, as you said. What about skiing or even just snow play? Is that in the cards?
Well, I think there will be snow, you know, 6 to 12 inches at least above 3,500 feet. I don't think there'll be enough to even think about starting the ski season. But if you want to go up later in the week to play around snowshoeing or maybe even some cross-country skiing, it may be possible in some places, but not downhill ski.
And it's going to be cold enough, you've written, that you could store your food outside if you want to during Thanksgiving.
That's right. This is a serious issue for many people. You know, you buy all this food for Thanksgiving, you know, turkeys and stuff. It doesn't fit in the refrigerator. At least it doesn't fit in mine. So it's really nice to be able to put your food outside if you run out of refrigerator space. And I think that'll be happening later this week.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.